personal problem at all, I think.
I said to players, it's all about what us today, because if your attitude's not right, you always, you know, teams like that have got nothing to lose, and you know, we're favourites going into it, so the pressure's enough, and you have to handle it. And you say, the one thing you've got to guard against is giving them any little hope or sniff if you're sloppy. And so we started the game really, really well, and I thought we were. The only criticism is for that amount of possession we had and everything, and it was a lot of it was just due to bad breaks round the boot and heroic defending at times, and goalies had a couple of great saves. So we were worthy being about, you know, two or three goals clear at half time, but when it's only one, you've got to go out and get that second. That was the message at half time. Keep playing the way we're doing, is keep the tempo up, don't let it drop, because obviously with the advantage of being full time to part time, you get the rewards later on in the game if you do that. If you don't, then you're only letting them off the hook. So we said it was all about the second goal, and we got it, and then you could see us, you know, we could have scored more, that was all the same. But if you'd said 4-1, we fit into, you've got to give them credit, 3-0. The boys, he said, I pop it, the goals, and it's unstoppable, and he scored the goal of the game, there's no doubt about that. But it's good that we came back, picked ourselves up, and great move for the goal, for the penalty. And you know, I thought Shawnee Byrne came into his own in the second half. I thought he was excellent in the second. He was starting to come in late into the. Didn't have the best of 10 minutes, I thought, at the start, but he just found his feet, especially on the Astro pitch. And but once he was driving at them, he's got, you know, great composure in that. And when it opened up for his goal, and then when he's.
He had a fair bit to come, Jim, you know.
He did. I think he was thinking he was going to be passing it. I think he was busting a gut. I think it was wee Spenny. It was. That was our phase was left to him, and I think he looked up a couple of times. Well, I think he fainted to give him it, and the gap opened up, and he's great. Whether he was maybe had a nosebleed when he found out he was in the box, but he slotted it away great. But he's got great composure. You always fancy him in these positions, but you know. But he was excellent throughout the second half. He was getting on the ball and just making these wee passes that. Get between the lines, great. So,
it looked like a routine victory. Seriously.
Yeah. People shouldn't have. We've been playing reasonably well. Where our problem is, round about the last third, we've not been making the right decisions and getting the goals that we deserve. Today, we said before the game, if we get in there, and okay, it's all about being in the next round of the cup. But if we can get two or three goals, it'll give you a bit of a lift. So we've come away from home, as you say, all these games are bananas. Can you look at some of the, you know, Raith Rovers had a torrid time against a junior team yesterday before getting through. Stirling Albion's doing it, Hurlford, Annan's beating Lenny. You just never know in cup ties, so you've got to go and deal with it right, and the players were terrific today. They dealt with it in the right manner and got a great victory away from home. So you've got to, you can only beat what's in front of you, and they showed their class a lot of the times in the game today.
Faze Allen and Michael Moffat linked up very well up the top end of the pitch for you today.
Faze and
Michael Moffat.
Yeah, we just came arrested. We felt the game was won when the second goal went in. So, wee James is, you know, he's just a young kid, and I thought in that surface it would suit him. But I put on Gozie to obviously, you know, just offset getting a big man up, because he's still slight and light, but his movement was great, and he got on the boy, he wasn't feared, he's got a great temperament for it. He's a kid that will come on and do well. It'd be nice if he'd gone on and got a goal, but so
you must be pleased with it. Is it all back to you?
Yeah,
blue,
no, I'm not happy with him. We should have had five.
No, well,
he had two, but he should have had five, I'll tell you. But I hope he keeps getting in there. If he takes all his chances that he gets shortly, he'll be scoring a lot of goals. He's terrific work rate, terrific movement, great feet, he's quick. But
he
sometimes goes.
He moves into good space, and
I think his decision making's got to be. Sometimes he goes and tries to make it a spectacular goal, you know, whereas he should be getting more goals straightforward. But he's a terrific talent.
I thought that just such a first time.
I think he's phased about 20.
22 this month.
Is he 22 this month? So we've had him for about 3 years. He took a while to adjust, obviously, coming for, who wouldn't he, for Saint Tropez, but. He comes there and he's half. Well, that's you said it. But, listen, the lad, he goes where he, you know, he was getting an opportunity. But there was a lot of times we weren't sure what we stuck to. We believed he had something, so I think I gave him his debut here. I think it was against Stenhousemuir, was it? Last year, and he scored the opening goal. So, but he's always there or thereabouts. He's been troubled with a wee bit, say, niggle injuries, but he's a good talent.
After a swell on your face, I remember. It was 5-4.
5-4, aye.
What the
but, I think we've got a call off late on with what do you call him, Lewis Martin, mm-hmm. because he hurt his back and worked on it today, but woke up this morning, or yesterday, got up this morning, still sore, tried to work on it, but we always knew that we wouldn't take any risks with him. I don't guess a long term, and I knew Stuart would comfortably slot in there. Stuart has got a good game today as well, so.
No argument over who was taking the penalty this time?
No, I shouted out to Gozzi, I was going to hold hands with him on the touchline just to make sure he looked over and he says, come here, or go back there to the centre half. But he knew that when Ross is on the pitch, he's the one. Ross took it brilliantly. It's easy to do that when you're maybe 3-1 up. I'm not sure he'd been trying the same if it was 0-0, but it was a great penalty. And he's our normal penalty, but he's no there, Muff takes it. And the rest can fight for it if they two are not on the pitch.
Any preference to John from Morridge?
Any happy
with any day?
Just, I think every club manager will tell you they want a home tie. The club want to get as far as possible and get some money that keeps interest for the players. So main priority is obviously in the league, but things like today and that keeps the thing boiling. It gets us back on track. The fans were happy with the display today, and you can tell that the way they gave the boy reception, because they know they come in here, it's never easy if you don't do the right things, and we did the right things today and made it easy, so you've got to give them credit for that.
Right then, lads. Cheers.